The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption. I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony Tiger Woods won his first Masters 25 years ago today.
Tony Kornheiser, I remember it well. He was 21, I was 70. But a youthful 70 at that time. Like, I'm youthful now, no matter what my age is.
I just can't believe it's been that long ago. Wow. 25 years. Yeah. Tony, I was just picking up a golf club for the first time then. Those were my early days. I mean, Tiger, I play golf because of Tiger Woods. I do, you know that.
Yeah, you play golf because of Tiger, but as we know, not as well as Tiger. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. We will get to last night's play-in games in a moment, but we begin today with Clayton Kershaw's perfect effort this afternoon. And I say effort because Dodgers manager Dave Roberts pulled Kershaw from the perfect game he had going after seven innings. Kershaw had thrown just 80 pitches and struck out 13. He's thrown a no-hitter, but never a perfect game. As Jeff Passan of ESPN points out, in more than 220,000 Major League games, there have only been 23 perfectos. Wilbon, Kershaw says he's okay with the decision, but he would have loved to stay in. Are you okay with Roberts' decision?
No, and I'm not going to get angry at Dave Roberts. He's got to protect his great, great, great Hall of Fame asset. And Kershaw wasn't around for the postseason last year. What happened? The Dodgers also didn't win it. I get that. He's coming off having that arm trouble in the fall. I get that. But, Tony, this is what's wrong with baseball. There are people running baseball who just care about the numbers, who care about innings pitched, who care about number of pitches. That's all they give a damn about. Baseball is 140-plus years old. And you mean to tell me that Clayton Kershaw, at 34, who's done everything in the sport, if I was Clayton Kershaw, I would have stood there and said to Dave Roberts when he asked for the ball, no, I'm not giving it to you. I'm not giving it. What are you going to do? You're going to slap me? What are you going to do? I'm not leaving the mound. I'm going to stay out here and finish this. Unless he just didn't want to because he had his own trepidations about his arm. But Tony, this is what's wrong with baseball. You go to a ballpark. You and I went to ballparks all of our lives. And there are certain things we hoped for, we prayed for. We hoped we'd get a whiff of a no-hitter. You got one. I never got one. A perfect game, a four-home run game, a five-hit game, the cycle. Baseball is so just driven by these lunatic people who control the numbers from our front office. I find them loathsome, and they're killing the game. I love. They're killing it.
So we have a fundamental disagreement here, but we both love the game. Of course, Kershaw said he'd like to have stayed in. No pitcher ever says they want to come out. That's the code. If I was Clayton Kershaw, I'd be fine with this decision because I've had a no-hitter. I've had size. I've been the MVP. I'm going to Cooperstown. I'm the second greatest pitcher the Dodgers have ever had if I'm not the first. There's me and Sandy Koufax. That's all there is. I had an elbow injury last year. Mike, not an ankle injury, not a sternum injury, an elbow injury in the hand, in the arm where I throw the ball. I'm leery about that. I came back this year. I could have gone to Texas. I could have gone anywhere. I came back for the Dodgers, and I know Dave Roberts a long time, and I know he yanks pitchers. I'm concerned mostly about my durability and my availability. Mike, it's the second week of the season. If he threw his elbow out, it would be dreadful. That's how I feel. It's a fundamental disagreement, but Tony, we both love the game.
Tony, you know what some numbers geek would do? He would tell Jackie Robinson on April 15, 1947, you know, you've had a couple of bats. Why don't you come on out so we can save you? I said all that you said. I agreed with that. I said if Clayton Kershaw has trepidation, come out. You say yes. Yeah. That's why I'm not mad at Dave Roberts. But Tony, baseball's less than. Baseball is less than because they've turned it over to people who don't give a damn about the game and its soul. These people are crushing the game.
I don't think that happened in
this
case. It's
why the box office is less. It happens every day. They're awful people, Tone. I hate what they've done to baseball. I do.
I still love baseball. And I think this was the right decision today. Let's move to the Nets beating Cleveland last night, as predicted here by both of us, and claiming the number 7 seed in the actual playoffs. Kyrie Irving had 34 points and 12 assists. He hit his first 11 shots. Kevin Durant had 25 points, 11 assists, made the key baskets down the stretch. After the game, Bruce Brown of the Nets annoyed Durant by saying of the upcoming series against Boston, quote, they don't have Robert Williams, so they have less of a presence in the paint, and we could attack Al Horford and Daniel Tice, unquote. Wilbon, what's the bigger story here? What Irving did, what Durant did, or what Brown said?
Well, Tony, at first, all these things are important, right? Because, I mean, Kyrie Irving, when he's like that, when he's hitting every shot, we talked about this yesterday. We know how, you know how great he is. But I would just mention that, you know, Marcus Smart wasn't the guy he hit those shots on. 11-for-11, whatever it was. Okay, he ain't going 11-for-11 against Marcus Smart. Let me just go out on a limb and say that. Bruce Brown, I mean, he told the truth. But, you know, I got Boston winning that series. And I loved that Kevin Durant's reaction. One of his lines was, that's that pregame coffee talking that was so funny. Because Durant's got to go out there and do the heavy lifting. No matter how great Brown was. And by the way, the Nets had so many guys who were great last night. And they had to hang on to beat Cleveland? Really? Does that bode well for a seven-game series against the Celtics who are better than Cleveland? I don't think it does. I like everything that happened last night in that game, during it and after it. I do.
So I'm going to look at this from the perspective of a sports columnist, which I was, which you were. If you are a sports columnist coming out of that game, you are writing Durant and Irving. Your second day column is all about Bruce Brown and what he said because of Durant's response, which I will quote here. We don't need to talk about what we're going to do to them. I just don't like that. But that's how Bruce is. We don't need to say bleep like that, unquote, because this is the sexy stuff. This is the bulletin board stuff. But we're not going to know for a while what effect it has if Boston beats the Nets and says we were motivated by what Bruce Brown said. Well, then that's a different deal. But the story last night was Irving and was Durant. I sat here yesterday, Mike. I said they were going to score close to 60. They got 59. I think that's pretty close to 60.
Pretty close. You're good. And you stayed under the mark. Tony, they're great. Cleveland, by the way, I mean, give Cleveland some credit. Because, look, I think the Nets played their best game of the season last night. That's as well as they can play right now. Maybe they'll raise it a level against the Celtics. But, Tony, I mean, they had all they could handle with Cleveland. I'm just saying, as great as the two of them were in scoring 59 points, you think they're getting 59 every game? If they get 59 every game against the Celtics, they'll be doing it while shooting about 39%. I don't believe they're getting those numbers against that defense. And God knows Kevin Durant can get it. Kevin Durant at the elbow. It's the most reliable shot in basketball since Kobe Bryant. I was going to say Michael Jordan, but since Kobe Bryant, it's amazing what Durant can do, but that ain't the Celtics defense. In the Western Conference, the T-Wolves beat the Clippers to advance to the seventh seed of the main draw. You call this one, Tone, where they're going to meet the Grizzlies. Karl Anthony Towns had no game, none, then fouled out. But D'Angelo Russell had 29 and Anthony Edwards had 30 to lead Minnesota. Former Clipper irritant Patrick Beverley channeled Kevin Garnett by celebrating the win while standing on the scorer's table. Tone, was this a scorer's table celebration deserving win for the T-Wolves in the play-in?
Yes, emphatically yes. You can make fun of them if you want. You can say they're like high school kids celebrating their one shining moment. You can certainly make fun of Patrick Beverley, who was a pest and an irritant and got up there and took off his shirt and threw it into the stands and started to cry. Patrick Beverley carries around so much hatred, he should have a bag of hatred right by his side at all times. But, Mike, this is only the second time in 18 seasons that the Minnesota Timberwolves have made the real draw.
Yeah.
To me, this is a big deal. And maybe it's not a big deal for the Clippers who are there every year, but it's a big deal from Minnesota. And how did they do it? Their best player didn't play the last 746. Minnesota was down when Karl Anthony Towns left the game. They caught up, they passed them, and they held on. If I'm the coaching staff of Minnesota, I am so thrilled with this particular effort. I'm not saying it means they're going to beat Memphis, but this is something you can draw on for a long time. And so, Mike, yes, that celebration, that's okay.
Well, you can only draw on it, though, Tony, if Karl Anthony Towns turns into what he's proclaimed himself to be, which is the best shooting big man in history, which looked insane. Right. Shaq took him apart. Shaq is never unnecessarily critical. He's just not that guy. He took Karl Anthony Towns apart at halftime on Turner last night, and I remember thinking, wow. I mean, Shaq is locked into this as a big man who understands what is necessary in the moment for a big man, the position of big man, not center, not stretch four, big man. Shaq understands that as well as anybody. And he called him out. And Karl Anthony Towns, you're right, Tone, they got away with one last night because Karl Anthony Towns had 9 fouls in the first half. Like 4 of them were called. But Minnesota, let me just say this, Tone. You were right about this one thing. They got the Edwards kid. Oh, my God, has he got talent. There's some Dominique Wilkins in there. They got big physical talent. The question is, are they going to be smart enough now? And Pat Bev, Chicagoan, who I know and I'm happy to see. And Pat Bev, somewhere on the triangle, the first drink is on me when I see you this summer walking around down on Rush Street. I just don't know if are they going to play a smart enough basketball against the Memphis Grizzlies to win. Because that wasn't Ja out there they were going against last night, okay? So as good as the Clippers were, they got a tall order coming up, and you might want to save some of that energy that you use celebrating. I'm just saying.
Let's take a break. Coming up, LaMelo Ball faces Trae Young tonight. We will ask Kendrick Perkins which player he'd rather have as his teammate.
We'll also ask him about James Harden's contention that he has nothing to prove and feels no pressure. Really?
So
really?
When you have a drink with Pat Beverly.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Let's get back into the NBA playoff picture with our good friend from NBA Today, Kendrick Perkins. Let's start with this. You know interior defense. That was your job. Is Bruce Brown right to say that Robert Williams' absence is indeed something the Nets can take advantage of?
Well, first, Tony, good to see y'all, my two good brothers. I appreciate y'all having me on. But look, let me say this. Bruce Brown was right and he was wrong. He was right about what he said. Look, Daniel Tyson and Al Horford don't bring the same presence as Robert Williams. We get that. But he was wrong for actually saying it. Because although the world, and it's not a secret that that Robert Williams is not going to be there, that's not his place to say that. Why would you want to fire up two old vets that play with a lot of pride that has been battle-tested, and you have to go into their building and play them? And you saw what KD did, right? KD basically said, pipe down, young fella. We know you had a good game, but at the end of the day, if it get real, it's not you that's going to have to take us home. It's going to be on the back of my shoulders.
Yeah, don't put that bullseye on me is what KD was saying. Perk, in Atlanta, we're going to have two young guns square off. We're going to have Trae Young and LaMelo Ball. I mean, it's a charismatic matchup of two young guards. All right, you've been a player who's played with some great young guards in your time. Which one of these two, if you were playing tonight, would you rather roll with?
I got to go with experience. I got to go with Trae Young. You know why? Trae Young showed me when the lights are bright on the biggest stage of the NBA, he's ready to shine. He's ready to carry your team. He's ready to close games. And we're talking about a guy that led the NBA in total points and total assists. We're talking about one of the best closers in the fourth quarter. I love LaMelo Ball, but look, Trae Young, what he brings to the table and how dangerous he is on the offensive end, he's one of the most unstoppable guys in the NBA.
I want to ask you about the Pels. We got to move to the other side of this. You were known for being a team's chemistry guy when you look and see what happened with C.J. McCollum coming in there, something I did not expect at all to get that kind of bump. What do you think?
Vets matters. A veteran presence in the locker room matters. And we saw that last night with Patrick Beverley. We saw that vets matter. The type of leadership that they bring, the accountability, not only to their teammates, but to themselves. And C.J. McCollum has always been a guy that has never cheated us. He never made an all-star game, but one thing about it, when he stepped between those lines, he has never disappointed us with his performance. And I think he has embraced that team. He's embraced Willie Green, and he's become somewhat of an extension of Willie Green as a coach and a mentor to all those young guys that are on the roster.
We get you out of here on this. We're going to look forward to Saturday, okay? The Raptors face the 76ers. James Harden told Complex he has nothing to prove. He feels no pressure. Maybe you can see me going, what? What do you make of this?
You know, you know what? I'm so tired of all these guys around the NBA right now. LeBron saying that his season wasn't a failure. You know, Russell Westbrook saying he didn't know what his expectations were when he got to LA, or he didn't have any expectations. Now this, James Harden, you left Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and forced your way out of Brooklyn to go to Philly. Yes, you have pressure on you, and he knows this. I just don't like the fact that they come to the media when they ask this question. They say, oh, no, we just playing. He could just play if he want to. He could just play if he want to. He think. Hey, look, you think my phone be ringing with mamas and my wife telling me people's sister didn't call? Guess what? James Harden don't show up in this playoffs. You think I'm going to give him the business. I need to come on here because I know y'all two going to have something to say.
It's just totally absurd for James Harden say he feels no pressure. Kirk, it's totally so absurd. Right. Thank you, Kendrick. Are. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks. See you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all, legends. Thank y'all for having me.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, did the Raiders just take a significant step forward in their Super Bowl ambitions?
How should Reds fans feel about team president Phil Castellini after yesterday's comments and backsliding into an apology? Perk is so right. What is Harden saying? So what's he doing?
James Harden and Kyrie Irving face more pressure than anybody. And for them to say they don't is crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 27th birthday, one day early to Baker Mayfield. The former number one overall pick by the Cleveland Browns appears to be lost at sea, drifting aimlessly. After starting for 4 years and posting a 29-30 record, 1-1 in the playoffs, Mayfield was dumped by the Browns in favor of Deshaun Watson. Mayfield told the You Never Know podcast, quote, "I feel disrespected 100%, unquote, and correctly determined it was time to go elsewhere. But so far, nobody wants him, at least for the price the Browns may be asking. Mayfield has 1 year left on his Cleveland contract, so the Browns can keep him on ice if they want. It seems that string of lovely commercials Mayfield did inside the stadium at home with Baker Mayfield has come to an end.
Those commercials are great, but Tony, I will say this. We don't know if Watson's going to be suspended. He could be suspended for 6 games. He could be suspended for longer. And then the Cleveland Browns are going to need a quarterback. Baker Mayfield. There's just so much that is still uncertain surrounding Watson in Cleveland. Holding on to Baker Mayfield right now seems like the smart move.
Happy anniversary to the Golden State Warriors. On this day 6 years ago, the defending NBA champions beat Memphis at home to record their 73rd win of the regular season. That is the most single-season wins any NBA team has ever had. It broke the Jordan Bulls record of 72, set in 1996. Those Bulls went on to win the NBA title that year. These Warriors did not. They were beaten in 7 games by the LeBron Cavaliers. The Warriors then added Kevin Durant and won 2 titles in a row. The spine of that Warriors team is still there. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. And if they are finally healthy for the playoffs, they bear watching.
They do. Don't forget my man Andre Iguodala. Tony, I was at that game. I opted. I was given the choice of going to that game, the record breaker where they beat the Bulls record, or going to watch Kobe at Staples, where he had one of the great performances of anybody's career. So I don't know if I picked correctly, but that Golden State team is still fascinating. Because as great as they were, Tone, they didn't get it done. And Michael can put the cigar in his mouth and just sort of wink at the camera, as we've seen him do.
Happy trails to Phil Castellini's tough talk for Reds fans. Yesterday, before the home opener, the Reds president and son of the team owner was asked on WLW Radio why the fans should have trust in him after the Reds traded a bunch of their top players in the offseason. Castellini said, quote, "Well, where are you going to go? If you want to look at what you could do with this team to have it be more profitable, compete in the current economic system, it would be to move it somewhere else," unquote. Whoa! Castellini later issued a statement apologizing for what he said and insisted, quote,
"Too late.
We love this city, we love this team, and we love our fans," unquote. This isn't Alec Bohm saying, "I bleep and hate this place," and then apologizing. This isn't a player. This isn't going to work. This is management and ownership looking down their noses at fans. This is let them eat cake. It's terrible public relations.
Tony, it's worse than terrible PR. It just sounds like lies. When you try to come back, and it sounds like you just lied to your fan base and you don't care anything about what happens between the lines. This is when players get a huge advantage when you talk about players versus owners in these labor situations and potential lockouts. Oh, my goodness, what a bonehead thing to say.
And Cincinnati's a great baseball city.
Yes,
it is. Cincinnati and St. Louis are the best. Let's go to the big finish. The Raiders and Derek Carr agreed to an extension. Is that significant?
No. What's significant is he has yet to win a playoff game. I know he's got Devontae Adams coming in. Playoff game. Not salary, most of which ain't guaranteed anyway. No. Not to the rest of us. SI reports Bryson DeChambeau, your boy, will have surgery on his left hand, couldn't miss next month's PGA Championship. Your thoughts?
Your hands are very important in golf. Your left hand for a righty is actually more important than your right hand. Dangerous. The Telegraph reports that Bubba Watson, Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, and Kevin Na will join the Saudi Golf League. Are you impressed?
No, I want to see what the reaction is going to be to them. How much money they're going to get, and how is the rest of the golf world going to react to them in kind? The new XFL coaches will be Bob Stoops, Wade Phillips, Hines Ward, Terrell Buckley, Rod Woodson, Anthony Beck, Jim Haslett, and Reggie Barlow. You're going to watch this junk, aren't you?
It doesn't start till next year. I don't know about watching. Last one, Armando Bacot announced he's returning to North Carolina for senior season. That's a big deal, right?
He's good. A college kid goes to college? What a stunner.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.